Everybody, and here again down on the beach once again. Just can't seem to resist it these days when it's nice and sunny, although it's a bit colder today. The autumnal feel is certainly coming in. Anyway, I did a podcast the other day, an audio boot, about vinyl memories, and that sort of provoked a few people's reminiscing, etc. And the Hellier's done a couple, one about vinyl, but also about his DJing experience of playing. I mean, he's still a DJ now, I believe, and sort of, you know, but in the old-fashioned way with record decks and that type of thing. And that got me thinking about my own experiences, A, as a radio DJ, which I only do intermittently, I've only done for the last sort of 8 or 9 years, and I'll talk about that at a later time, I think, how I got into that. But I've done a little bit of DJing, you know, with parties and clubs and pubs and that type of thing. So I thought I'd mention that and how I got into that type of thing as well. And that was really just a love of music, once again. I think people, if you're going to do this sort of thing, you need to have an appreciation, a love of the music. You need to get inside it and really feel it, that type of thing, so you know what to play, when to play it, what to play next, and how to schedule things a little bit, rather than sort of jump about all over the place, as some DJs do when I've seen them at work. but I started, I'm one of those people that I go to someone's house, and especially at a party I used to do years ago, used to annoy my wife no end, because I'd be rummaging through the records that the person had and didn't like what they were playing because it was boring. They just put an album on and leave it, and I thought, no, you can't have this. People want to dance, they want to enjoy themselves. So I'd be up there searching through, trying to find all this music, and I'd be changing all the music for them. And I remember doing this at countless parties, but it went down well. People enjoyed it because you made the effort. But it's partly because of my sort of broad taste in music. That certainly helps, that I can enjoy just about everything. And even if it isn't my favourite song, I realise that it might be the right one to play. And that's what a lot of people won't do. A lot of DJs, they don't like it, so they're not going to play it, type of thing. So I did that, and then I got into doing a few discos with a mate of mine in the 70s. Partly through doing this type of thing at parties. But, oh yeah, we're having a party, we want you to be the DJ. Well, we didn't have any gear, so we had to hire the gear. And the particular place that a few of these parties were held in was a local rugby club, which had wooden floors, which were absolutely dreadful if you had any record decks. Back in the day with vinyl, you know, skipping, jumping, it was impossible to play certain things. And there's nothing worse than a record or something that skips if you like it, because it completely ruins the mood. I'm a bit of a perfectionist in that respect, I suppose. But we came up with a novel idea. As I said, we had to hire the gear. We actually ended up suspending the gear from the ceiling on rope so that it was sort of freestanding, so it wasn't affected by the wooden floor. Anyway, we did these parties, and we were playing just about everything. We were playing things that nobody else would play, and that really went down well. We were asked to do a lot more, but we decided not to go into it because we couldn't, for one reason or another. But several years later, and about 10 years ago, a good friend of mine, a guy who's done a lot of radio DJing, and I've known since I was at school, but I've only sort of come back into contact with him, I came up with this idea of doing another disco, where we would play what people wanted to hear, but we would play just about everything that you can think of, whether it be, if they wanted Frank Sinatra, we'd play Frank Sinatra. If they wanted punk, we'd play it. If they wanted 70s disco, 80s sort of disco, glam music, reggae or whatever it is, we'd be able to play it, because we enjoyed it ourselves. And as I said, we had that feel for the music. And my mate is still doing that now. In fact, I'm seeing him tonight for a couple of beers, and he's still doing that disco now. And I helped him out in the early days in pub gigs that we had regular nights here and there, and at weddings and that. And people loved it, because so many DJs just don't cater for that type of thing. They're not willing, or they're not able, more often than not, to actually play the sort of music that people want to hear. And I know my mate will go out, really make an effort to find a particular song, to even ask people for a list of songs that they want to hear. Other people, and I've seen it, will just turn up and play what on earth they like, and haven't got half the music that a bride and groom or anybody else wants to hear, but they still expect to get paid at the end. And that's really where I've got to now. I'm still like that. I'll still go to people's houses. I'll still search through the record collection and start playing music and that, because I just can't help myself. I know that people want to have a good time, and I'll be there trying to encourage that if I can. If I know that this sort of music, you get a feel for what works and what doesn't, and what song fits with another one, even it might not be the most obvious choice. And what if you play something, the next mood, etc. You try and work it out, schedule it in a way, and get a feel for it. So that's where I am with that. I'd love to hear anybody else's responses to this, and their your own reminiscences of whether you've done it, whether you've had bad experiences or very good ones of DJs at parties. And let's spread the news, shall we say, spread the music as well. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.